Hello and welcome back to a Patriots podcast version of Title Talk. I'm here, of course, with Cowardly Alonzo. What's going on, Alonzo?
We're on to Los Angeles.
Okay. I'm tired of this.
We're on to the Los Angeles Rams.
We are not. We're not. We're not talking
We're on to the Los Angeles Rams. We're on to the Los Angeles Rams.
We are literally not going to talk about the Rams for three more seconds.
One more. Got to get one more.
We are not.
Don't mean a thing without the ring.
Jesus Christ.
AFC Championship rings suck.
This guy is a fucking robot.
No, bro. That was incredible. That was unbelievable on Sunday, honestly. My God, Bryson, that was just, I have no words for what happened. Seriously. It had to be, my God, that's a top five game, Pats game ever, right?
It definitely is.
All things considered.
Everything that happened throughout the whole entire game, it definitely is. I don't know why, but I woke up and I was not nervous the whole game. My heart rate didn't increase. Yeah, no. Not the game, but the day, during the day. Like, I wasn't nervous.
Okay.
But then a little bit before the game, I started getting those Denver vibes. And I was like, shit, I don't like this. Something bad's going to happen. Then the Pats, they just started steamrolling their asses. Like, they had the ball for, I think the Chiefs had the ball for 9 minutes in the first half. The Chiefs ran 16 plays for 37 yards, had 0 points, and had the ball for 9 minutes. They were getting thoroughly whipped in the first half.
Yeah.
It was glorious. And
they were getting thoroughly whipped, but the fact that the Patriots were thoroughly whipping their ass and they were only up by 14 points made me extremely concerned. Like, I think I was the least happy Pats fan throughout that entire first half, absent the first drive, because I'm just watching the game and I'm thinking, okay, so it should be 14-0, but Brady throws that stupid pick. Okay, so it probably should be 21-0, but okay, maybe it should be 24-0. Then you go up and it's halftime and you're up by 14 and they get the ball back. Like, we could be up by so much more. This shouldn't even be a game at this point. Like, I did not feel good at the end of the first half.
I think one of the last drives, Crossing gives up the big play to Hill. Then Trey Flowers absolutely just pay him $500 million because he had to sack to get him out of field goal range. And it was just awesome.
Yep. Trey Flowers loves sacking people to take him out of field goal range.
That's all he does in the playoffs.
That's all he does. He's really incredible. And it was, man, that sequence lost the game for the Chiefs in the long haul, I guess, but it kind of evened out with the Brady thing and with how well the Pats were playing the whole first half. It was whatever, but just goes to show you how many little plays and, like, forgotten plays have to be made in these games for you to have any chance of doing anything.
I was fully confident. I was actually talking to some other friends and saying, how many minutes until the Chiefs give up? Because the Pats are just smack. When it was 7-0 and they were smacking them in the face the second drive, I was like, wow. If they score here and make it 14-0.
It's over.
It's cold. They have not a rookie, but a first-year starting quarterback. I could see the Chiefs folding. How many minutes till they fold? And then, of course, Tom Brady throws an interception in the end zone.
One of the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Literally. Who was that guy? Cliff?
It was Reggie Ragland, I think.
Yeah, was that Tom Brady? I don't think that was. That was Poyer.
Yeah. That was Garoppolo.
By the way, dumb. That was extremely dumb. Just run the ball.
Yeah, they're killing him on the ground. Just run it. Or just sneak it.
This is what I thought.
I want to see a fucking sneak.
Where's the sneaks at? There's no sneaks.
The sneaks I've not seen a sneak in a while.
The Patriots aren't sneaky at all. They're the sneakiest team in the league, and they're not sneaking it.
Yeah, it's just been weird. I think they're saving something for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
a little sneak.
That's what they talk about in their meetings. They're like, guys, look, Look,
You know what I mean. But they're not saving anything. But my point is, we're going to see a sneak in the Super Bowl.
Josh McDaniels is in the headset. Bills, a sneak time. Josh. We're playing in 2 weeks. We are not sneaking this. Our quarterback's 41. What if he dies?
The fourth and one to Burkhead, which he didn't get. Bill, we sneaking? No. Next week. Next game.
Nope, this game is over. Can you guess how many minutes the Patriots had the ball for?
Got to be over 40.
44.
My God.
They had 94
plays. 94
plays.
Yeah.
44 minutes. 13 for 19 on third down. That's 68%.
They were not like high probability third downs either. It was like third and four runs to James White. You know, third and 10, Edelman machine. Gronk third and five once, third and 10 another time. By the way, I told you about Gronk. Just saying. I called that.
Oh, congrats. The guy that picks the Chiefs is calling stuff now. That's awesome.
I mean, I said the Chiefs jokingly would win 38-3.
Jokingly. Yeah. Listen back.
Yeah, that's what I did. I'm pushing the underdog thing. They're also underdogs against the Rams, in my opinion. They're underdogs. That's it. Woof. I'm old. You're slow. Woof. We have no defense. Woof. Woof, woof, woof.
Oh, by the way, we just need to talk about our boy for a second. This is Trent Brown.
This is his time.
He was smacking ass all day long, and they had to wheel that fucker out of there.
Oh, yeah.
I told you.
It's incredible.
This man de-cleated Chris Jones on multiple occasions.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Man. Playoff Trent Brown is real.
Playoff Trent Brown is real. The playoff Patriots are real. They're going to the fucking Super Bowl again. This is unbelievable. Like, I can't fucking – it's unbelievable. 3 straight fucking years.
In the second half, I was definitely worried like you because it did look like the Patriots might out-conservative themselves, if that makes sense. They just weren't scoring enough points. Like, you just felt like, come on, guys, at 7, the Chiefs are going to score. The Chiefs ended up running 32 plays in the second half. 12 minutes, they had 4 touchdowns and a field goal.
Yeah.
They scored 24 points in the last quarter.
Yeah. Chiefs are good.
And they lost.
It's what we said. Yeah. I think it kind of played it in the Pats' hands, though. Just let them control the ball. When they got the ball back with 3 minutes left, I knew the Chiefs were going to score. But I was more worried about, like, okay, is Reed going to – just play the clock right here. Is he going to Andy Reid? And of course, he Andy Reided. Brady got the ball back. 2 minutes left. We all know what happened.
The least shocking thing to me was the 39 seconds left. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh yeah.
Which comes right after the squib kick. Some people were bitching about the win, but that was terrible.
It wasn't. They didn't squib kick there.
No, the kick was terrible. The kick was.
But they didn't squib it.
It was a terrible kick. I remember it.
But they squibbed in the first half.
That was terrible, too.
That was terrible. But this one, they try to kick it deep, and then I don't think Ghost had the leg.
Sad. He's washed
to get it. To kick it through the fucking end zone.
Is there anything more nerve-wracking than watching this guy walk up to kick a field goal in the AFC Championship game?
There's really not.
There really isn't. I was so scared when he was kicking. Please, dear God. No 2-point conversions today.
Yeah, he's been like relatively clutch, but still.
I still have those demons, those Denver demons, Super Bowl demons.
Those Super Bowl demons, my God.
Those are big demons.
Those are the, yeah.
Anyway, R. Pettleman, R. Pettleman, you know what I'm talking about.
R. Pettleman.
It's Pettleman.
Pettleman.
That's Pettleman yesterday. You saw that. That's Pettleman.
Yes.
Did Julian Edelman just do his best to lose the game and win the game? I don't think I've ever seen a player do this in my life.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman. Swing a game in two ways like that.
He's unbelievable.
First of all, he probably touched that. He probably touched that.
No, I 100% believe that he did not touch it.
I don't know.
The way he reacted? No way. And there was no camera angle that showed that he touched it. Yeah.
I don't think
there's just no – it made no sense for him to not, like, go after the ball if he felt like he touched it.
Right. It just felt like maybe a little molecule touched his hand, and it was God's gift. I didn't see it, but it just feels like in the depths of my heart, it feels like Julian Edelman's glove and one small molecule might have touched it.
Well, it didn't matter.
It didn't. He got
because he dropped a pass. Because he dropped a pass in the Daniel Sorensen's hands two plays later.
That's called karma. That's how I know he touched the ball.
That's how I know he wanted to touch the ball and then got lucky as hell that he didn't. You know, he wanted to pick it up, then kind of realized midstream, like, not the best idea.
I think you have an apology to issue. You know who too?
Christopher Hogan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Chris Hogan.
That is Chris Hogan. He shut me up. That one catch. I mean, he had more than one catch, but
he also had a big drop, but we're going to forget. He had a drop on the sideline. Remember, I think it was second down. He had a drop, and on one of the final drives, he had a drop.
Was it a bad drop? Oh, okay. I got you. I don't know. The one where it hit the ground.
Yeah.
And,
the much easier catch, which he didn't make, and yes. Then grabs the ball with
the ridiculous. Yeah.
Odell's it.
And that was, it was crazy. And then people bitching about the catch rule benefiting the Pats.
Oh, clockwork. Yes. Injected unbelievable. In fucking veins. Let's change the rules. Oh. Benefits Pats. Wow. The rules are such bullshit. Let's change them again.
Yeah, the people bitching about the overtime rules are my favorite, though.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love this. If Patrick Mahomes would have got the ball and scored, nothing. I don't think
Twitter would have been.
I wouldn't have complained. That's just the fuck.
It's football. Get a fucking stop.
If you don't get a stop, you lose. You're at home. You're at home. You have a crowd that's supposed to be loud and helpful. By the way, 37 points. And Tom Brady looked fantastic. So, nice crowd you have there, Casey.
Did you see that idiot Joe Banner on Twitter saying that Brady had looked bad?
There's a lot of idiots that said Brady looked bad.
He didn't. He really didn't.
Brady
looked great. He was phenomenal.
No, Brady wasn't asked to do much. That's the thing. When Brady was asked to do stuff, he did stuff, and it was really good. Like the final couple of drives when they just absolutely needed points, third down conversion, mm-hmm. third down conversion, third down conversion. How about the Philip Dorsett touchdown? No one talks about that. That's a great
Philip Dorsett touchdown. That was a good throw.
That's a great ball. That's a great catch.
Yeah.
Brady had a great game. The little pass to Gronk, don't remember what quarter it was. Gronk runs a little slant, not even open. Brady just darts it into him between two guys. Brady was throwing lasers.
Yeah, Brady was locked in all game, except for that one play on the one.
Okay. To be fair to Brady, there was one route, and it was Gronk. And
yeah, he was just getting smothered. I mean, he was getting smothered. Bad play call, but that should either be airmailed over Gronk's head or to Gronk.
Yes, it should.
It should not be to a linebacker who's dropping.
There was a person
who you don't see.
There was a person on Twitter that called Gronk 6'10" and was complaining about Brady's interception with the D-Ford offsides. Which, by the way, D-Ford offside.
It was a yard offside. It was a yard offside,
and I don't think. And in my professional opinion, Alonso, I don't think Tom Brady even throws the ball if D Ford is an offsides. There's pressure to his left. He threw the ball.
I don't know. Okay, sure. But that still went through Gronk's hands.
I've seen that movie before.
Gronk should have caught that ball. That's not on Brady. It's not. It's just not. I don't know, like Nick Wright's talking about three interceptions. Watch the game. Two of them were not on him. And one of them didn't even count, which is like makes it.
I actually blame neither Gronk or Brady because Brady is throwing to Gronk with pressure, offsides, and then Gronk is protecting his L6, L2s, his spinal discs.
Yeah, I got you.
Gronk's protecting himself. Yeah. It's not on Gronk either. Which, by the way, Gronk blocking the whole game. Gronk plus Trent Brown blocking equals my heart just exploding everywhere. Yeah. These men are lovely.
Gronk has another week off. Gronk after a week off is always tremendous. He's really low on the list for Super Bowl MVP. In terms of the odds, I might want to take a peek at that, in my opinion.
Yes. Yes, we should, even though Thomas Brady will win the Super Bowl MVP. Even though.
Yeah, but still, Gronk's odds, I saw yesterday, it was like plus 5,000 or something.
I have a question.
What is your question?
During the playoffs, do the Patriots just like have this refrigerator or freezer that they just... Like, Gronk takes a shower, and they just like, okay, it's like a cell, and they just shut it, and he just stays in there for, like, a week or two? Is that what they do? Nope. There's no Gronking this weekend, or this week. You're just going to stay in this this little fridge thing. Just chilling here. And they probably also do the same thing to Trent Brown, so he doesn't eat five bowls of Lucky Charms every day.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Well, that's it. Right. I don't think Trent Brown is denying cereal.
Okay. At the man. That's very fair. That's fair. Yeah. Look, they've made a concerted effort to protect Gronk in the regular season since 2014. Since he got hurt in 2013. It's been just consistently less risky type routes, less like that. And this year he was hurt, so that like kind of naturally made them have to use him less. Let him recover while he was playing during the second half of the season. Now he looks like he's back and he's Gronk, pretty much. Or like 90% of what he was. Not in 2011, but in 2017.
Yeah, for sure. He looked good. You know who else looked good? Our boy, also, Gilmore, who called covering Travis Kelce in the second half.
Not hard.
Not tough.
Yeah.
How was covering Travis Kelce? It was not tough.
Yeah, now the Brandon Cooks Gilmore potential for the Super Bowl. Maybe he gets Woods. I don't know. He's going to get a former teammate. He's going to smoke whoever he gets.
I don't know, Alonzo. We're going to have to think about this. I don't think we were too right on our cornerback predictions.
No, God, it was in my brain. I'm dead serious. When we were talking about it, I just didn't throw it out there. Like, John Jones is the fastest guy. He just makes sense on Hill. Because Hill's a different type of fast. Double him the whole game. Kelsey's a little bitch. Be fine. J.C. Jackson is an undrafted rookie. He was erasing Kelsey for the entire first half.
It was a very sad sight to see. It truly was.
Yeah. To see that. Look at the best tight end in the NFL. Allegedly.
Yeah, it's allegedly. It's Dwayne Allen.
Yeah.
Which by the way, someone today posted the list.
I saw that.
Of Tom Brady's receivers and their ages, and they listed Dwayne Allen. This man is not a receiver. He's a tackle. He's a backup tackle. He's very good at it. He's not a receiver.
Thank you.
Show me the plays where he's a receiver and you think he's a threat.
I'll show you Indianapolis Colts tape from 2016.
Disgusting. Yeah. Just disgusting.
Yeah.
A lot of great things happened in this game. What other Patriots stuff are we missing here? I feel like there's just so much going on in my brain. Like, so much happening. Stimulation.
Two vintage Gronk moments on fucking massive third downs. The first time they'd run the slant to Gronk in a critical situation, because they did run against the Chargers, But it's got to be since I don't even remember the last time they did that, man. Some game last year, randomly, I don't know. Ran that. That got a first on 3rd and 10. Gronk, fade route, isolated on Barry, first. It was the Gronk moments for me. Edelman, classic Edelman moments. Got his shit laid out like 5 times. Might be concussed, not sure. If he is, it doesn't matter. Because he's playing that game. He probably has all the tricks to pass all the concussion tests by this point.
He's going to drink Brady's concussion water or Russell Wilson, whoever that is.
Yeah, both those guys. Fuck it. He'll be fine. Yeah, man. The whole game plan, the first half, that's just a classic Belichick game. Classic Brian Flores. Beautiful. You think Matt Patricia would have played it like that?
I think Matt Patricia, Tom Brady would have never got the ball back. Patrick Mahomes would have just digged his fucking way all the way down the field and then ran off in Kansas City, and that would have been the end of that. Yep. I'm scrolling through my tweets now, and this is right before the field goal. Defense, I am on my knees begging because I've seen this movie before.
What field goal?
The final field goal to send it to overtime.
Oh, okay.
Just a disgusting series of events, in my opinion.
Yeah. I just, my brain's so locked in on the Rams. I just want to say stuff about the Rams, but no. You're not. I can't say it. I can't. I'm not allowed.
You will not say anything about the Rams.
Until the Rams' weapons aren't as good as the Chiefs' weapons. Okay. That's it. The quarterback isn't either.
The Super Bowl was already played. I said it.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. It was already played. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. But I was watching the NFC Championship game. Both teams looked like
shit. Like, you suck.
Awful.
You suck. Tom Brady's coming to town.
Oh, man. Oh, you want to talk about the cliff? You want to talk about the cliff, Bryson? There's a quarterback that you once called Dr. Breeze.
Doctor, I called him Dr. Breeze. How cliff
looking? I'm Dr. Breeze.
What? Pull a tape. I didn't call him Dr. Breeze.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, wait. Yeah, Bryson, NFL, Dr. Breeze.
You will not find these tapes. He's looking, and he is not. He's not finding them. He's not finding them.
All right. Yeah. He's No. Wait.
I've been pulling the Breeze cliff. I've been pushing the agenda. Don't talk to me.
Bryson. It was from November 23rd.
Oh, okay.
You texted me. You texted it to me, I think.
He's not finding it.
I'm going to find this. You know I'm going to find this. Yeah.
Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
Drew Brees. Cliff.
Ass.
Did not complete one pass over 30 yards.
Horrible.
Very sad to see. I hate to see that.
Uh-huh.
He's supposed
to... Sad to see. Wet noodle for an arm?
He should have thrown the game-losing interception if the Rams secondary had half a brain. He threw a punt. He looked like Peyton Manning. Just threw a punt.
Yep.
Yeah. Was that Joyner, by the way?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right.
That was...
They both suck, but expect them to get picked on heavily and abused by their father, Julian Edelman.
Yes. And their safeties are small. You know who's not small?
He's very big.
Robert Gronkowski.
Trent Brown needs a touchdown in this game. I'm disappointed.
He's very big. Ooh.
Oh.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see Todd Gurley. Coward?
Imagine your running back getting benched in a big time game for a guy who probably has diabetes. His name is CJ Anderson, which, by the way, I'm not going to rule out CJ Anderson absolutely fathering the Patriots like he has before. Actually, I hope to play Todd Gurley.
Oh, no, not CJ Anderson. CJ Anderson's like, scary.
CJ Anderson and Dante Hightower walk into a buffet. How many minutes until they're kicked out?
Dante Hightower looked great.
It's just a joke.
You gotta stop with this Hightower slander.
He's slimmed up. CJ Anderson is not that. He probably has diabetes. Anderson. Check the man's triglyceride levels immediately. He's not fit for sport. You know how that before every exercise program they ask you to visit a doctor to see if you're fit for exercise? He would not pass that. They'd be like, CJ, you have 90% blockage in your coronary arteries. You will die soon.
Yeah.
Alonzo, I'm not going to lie. This is probably my favorite postseason because of the underdog Patriots. I love it. I love the crying about the underdog Patriots.
Yes.
I love the Patriots thinking that they're on the underdog Patriots.
Oh, yes.
It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
They are. I love the Patriots.
So awesome.
I love the Patriots social media embracing it.
We spend the week.
It's fucking great.
They did. And they How killed do you feel about Rob Parker moving to your home country? Do you like this? Will you guys throw him in jail? Take care of him.
We'll see what we do about that. We'll take care of him. It'll be taken. Yeah, it'll be fine.
But they spent all week picking against the Patriots. They spent all year picking against the Patriots. Tom Brady has a bad game. Cliff, I'm not going to forget the December month when Tom Brady was just absolutely horrible to everyone. And then they come into playoffs. Oh, come on. Really, guys, playing the underdog
December.
Card? Come on. Are you serious? We've only been saying Dynasty over for fucking 10 years. I remember the last – what was the first Dynasty over moment? Was that the KC game? Was that the first one? What was the first one?
No.
The Ravens.
No.
Yeah.
It was the Ravens.
And Tom Brady wasn't in that
wild card old. Game in 2009. No, well, people just had different sort of conceptions about how long quarterbacks played, so people didn't understand the TB12 method, the TB12 lifestyle. They also didn't understand the Pats would draft McCourty and Gronk and like Brandon Spikes, the murderer who shall not be named. A bunch of guys. They just nailed their next three draft classes, and that was the core of this team that still just somehow 4 out of 5 years made the Super Bowl, and the only year they didn't was probably their best team.
It's ridiculous.
Out of the five.
Tom Brady literally has 2 Hall of Fame careers if you split them up. It's stupid.
And people still try to like fight the GOAT thing. Bro, just let it happen.
Just look at Tom Brady's stats from his last playoff game, starting in the 2014 Super Bowl run. It's absurd. It's just stupid. These are dumb. It's five years
of playoffs.
AFC East is weak. Tom Brady has been to 8 consecutive AFC Championship games?
8 consecutive AFC Championship games, and I can't do the math real quick about 29 and 10. But if they win the Super Bowl, he will have won 30 out of 40 playoff games, which is a 75% win percentage. Okay. Okay. If that were to happen, that's a 75% win percentage in the playoffs. That's against playoff teams, by the way. Not AFC East teams, playoff teams. That would be a better win percentage than Brady has.
AFC is weak, bro. It sucks. It's total shit. Tom Brady would never win It's why he wins. He would only win in the division that's called the playoffs, and it just includes playoff teams every year, which he does every year. He does.
Imagine being a Kansas City fan.
Yeah, it is brutal. It's brutal. Was there a streaker? Did someone streak on the field? Wow. Kansas
City. Yeah, man. I'm pretty sure.
All sorts of bad things happen in that stadium.
Not even the worst thing that's ever happened in their stadium.
No comment.
What's the worst?
Ooh. Oh, yes. By the way, we forgot about this.
Laser pointer?
Okay. Listen up, KC Chiefs fans, you nerds, you bunch of rednecks. Number one, I don't know if this was a Kansas City staffer. I don't know if this was Andy Reid. I don't know if it was some drunk hillbilly. Who knows? But how dare you, sir? How dare you, sir, point a laser in Tom fucking Brady's face? And then, by the way, you got dunked on. You got dunked on. Tom Brady dunked on you in overtime after you pointed a laser in his face. Hey, guys, look, I'm going to point a laser and talk. Fuck you. No. You got stomped on by Tom Brady. This is blatantly cheating. This is the biggest cheat. This is way worse than PSI footballs. This is way worse. It's way worse. It's PSI way worse than a flame ball. You pointing your laser at Tom Brady's.
Ooh, I found it. Sorry, I found it. Did I really wake up to you slandering Dr. Brees? Yes. Yes.
Congratulations. Drew Brees is still a doctor. He's a surgeon. He's just an old surgeon, and he probably needs to go to a senior citizen's home.
He does. Cliff?
Anyway, Cliff. KC Cliff. Chiefs Cliff. Fans. Cliff. Cheating. That's all I'll say. You thought that the Rams-Saints call was bad and this was cheating? No. Try having your quarterback dominate the Chiefs away from home in an AFC championship game with a laser in his eye. Tom Brady did that. Embarrassing. This is sickening. I don't even know how I forgot about this, but this is extremely sickening. Are you sickened? I'm sickened.
I'm disgusted. I'm appalled. I'm sickened. Been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok.
By the way, I didn't see this.
Flat out deceived.
Did you know that Bill Belichick broke a tablet Sunday? I didn't see it. How did I miss this?
Yes. It was like right in the critical moment of the game.
On a pick play. Cheating again. Wow. Amazing. Just scored a touchdown. With no laser in Patrick Mahomes' face. Just absolutely incredible.
It wasn't. Luckily, they didn't score because they probably would have had more time after. They scored with 2:03 left.
I'm disgusted with the cheating. Someone today suggested that I'm a media member and I should thoroughly push an investigation through the NFL. I don't think I have these powers. If I did, you know who I'm hiring. His name is Ted Wells.
Oh, yeah.
Ted Wells, baby. Mustache City. First round. Take their picks. Take all of them.
Mustache City. All of them. By the way, since Deflategate, AFC quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady. Peyton Manning's bones.
Tom Brady.
Wow. Tom Brady.
They really got us. AFC Championship game trophy. It should just be the Belichick Brady trophy. Just rename it already.
I agree with you.
So Lamar Hunt did something now. One time. Big whoop. You know how many Super Bowls Tom Brady's? Yeah.
Lamar Hunt did something one time.
Nine.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have done something nine times. Thank you. Next.
Tom Brady's Michael Jordan. That's official. I don't care if he doesn't even win the Super Bowl, which he will, and it'll be. Tom Brady has kept
Tom Brady, kept Michael so Jordan,
players
what?
From Super Bowl appearances.
What are you talking about?
From rings. He's passed.
Tom Brady's Tom Brady. Let him be Tom Brady.
He's passed him.
Yeah, let him be Tom Brady. Tom Brady's just fine as Tom Brady.
Yep.
Right.
Michael Jordan should hold a press conference.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right now. And just say it. Coward. We're all thinking it. Tom Brady's way better. They played one-on-one.
Tom Brady would beat Michael Jordan in basketball.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if he could beat LeVar.
I've seen the pictures. No, they played basketball.
They played golf. They played golf together once.
Yes, they did. Tom Brady was wearing, I think, a backwards cap. Of course. Yep, they played. Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
People say Michael Jordan played against Palmers. Yep. That's what they mean. Yeah. He only played against the best
Tom Brady,
the best athlete of all time, literally.
Well, yeah.
Okay, Alonzo.
Love to see these things.
Is everyone? Do you think this will? This definitely is going to be the most watched Super Bowl ever, probably by doubly, in my opinion.
I don't know if it's going to double the other ones, but it'll be. I mean. I'm interested to see, just in the stands, the division of fans is going to be weird. Because there just aren't many Rams fans alive that care enough to go. I mean, their stadium's always half-filled with other teams' fans. And Pats fans have been to Super Bowls and like a lot the past two decades. Like how many
Super Bowls? It's hard to budget for all these Super Bowls. That's my biggest.
Are you going, by the way?
Just could you like the Patriots are going to Super Bowl every year?
Yeah.
Could someone just make this a little bit cheaper? Like, I don't want to stay in a Motel 8 for $1,200 a night. This is stupid. And yes, I'm going. We're gonna hashtag send Bryce into the Super Bowl.
You are going?
Are you seriously going? You're not.
I'm going.
Screw you. No one's going. No one's going. No one's going.
I'm going. I'm going.
You're not going.
I'm going.
Catch AIDS there.
I'm going, coward. I hope.
If you can track AIDS.
Bro!
Yeah.
Bryson NFL. Back to my point. Last year, it was like 80% Eagles fans. Like 80%. The Seattle game, you were there.
They're doing the Seahawks.
85% Seahawks.
And it was loud.
Yeah. That was mainly Seahawks fans. The Eagles fans were doing all their songs and their chants and all their, shithole city stuff. And then the Falcons game was mainly Falcons fans, I would say. Certainly the Falcons fans were a little louder. It was more balanced than the other ones. I'd say 60-40 Falcons fans. But which Rams fan is going to go to this game? The fucking stadium got filled with Cowboys fans for the divisional round.
That's a good point.
I'm really curious
but
about that.
But the thing about because Seahawks and the Eagles fans is that they're very passionate. I don't think you can just be a rando and throw on a Seahawks jersey. And I don't think you can be a rando.
Right,
you can be a rando and throw on a Rams jersey, but are you really going to yell that hard? You probably don't. You probably don't know the Rams third wide receiver.
That's a great point.
You don't know their tight end's name. You don't know anything about the Rams. You just know that you want to root against Tom Brady. So, I don't know how many. I'm going to assume that it's going to be a majority of Pats fans. But again, I don't know because you just never know how the Super Bowl ticket things like. There's like. Vendors and players can hand out 15 tickets, things like this. I don't know, man. There'll probably be a lot of anti-Pats fans there. Have a good, but it'll probably be mostly Pats fans, though.
I think it'll be there will be less Pats fans than people rooting against the Pats, but I don't think it'll be as much like people rooting for the Rams as it is people rooting against the Pats. And that type of passion, like you said, is really hard to match. If you're a fucking Seahawks season ticket holder and you're a crazy diehard Seahawks fan and, you know, you sit up in section 312 8 games a year, freeze your ass off, and you go to the Super Bowl, and you're going to cheer you till your fucking voice, you know, leaves you. So, I mean, is that going to be just some random Falcon fan against the Pats? Really? I just don't buy it. If it had been if the Saints had won, I would have been more nervous about that. Because I do think that the Eagles fans had,
yeah, scumbaggish.
Had a weird sort of vibe outside that game for the whole time.
They keep that vibe.
Yeah, scumbaggish.
Poverty franchise. Yeah, Saints fans would have been extremely loud. It would have been stupid. But I would have actually liked to see a Pat Saints Super Bowl. That would have been dope because I love the Saints. Oh, okay.
I was irrationally scared of Breeze.
Okay.
I wanted the Rams to win that game. I was irrationally scared.
On Dr. Breeze, but you would have been scared to death.
I mean, I'm slandering you for calling him Dr. Breeze and then coming on here 2 months later and saying, Cliff! And he has hit it. It's not, I mean, he's probably going to be good next year, so I don't want to sound like Kellerman, but he's played like ass for the past 2 months. He didn't turn it on in the playoffs. He played like ass in the playoffs. And the Patriots, I think, would have matched up kind of well against them because you could literally put Gilmore and help on Thomas. Send a DB after Kamara on all of his routes and load up on Ingram when he's in the game and single up the other receivers and you probably had been fine. But at the same time, you had Breeze wouldn't have been deer in the headlights. Sean Payton wouldn't have been deer in the headlights. And the Saints defense has played a lot better than the Rams defense. So, yeah. That's why, I guess, that was my case for playing the Rams. But I see both sides to it, honestly.
I think the Rams earlier in the season, I had major Sean McVay fatigue. And now I just saw a video of him. Reciting plays. Can we not do this? Jesus Christ. Can we not have Sean McVay have 500 interviews where he just names stupid plays from stupid games I don't care about? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this.
Get ready.
Sean McVay is a coward.
Just get ready for that.
Coward.
Coward. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. And can you imagine if they had traded for Mac? They were close.
Yeah.
They were one of the last teams
How many minutes does Brandon Cooks last in the Super Bowl? That's the real question.
That's the real question. I think J.C. Jackson's going to jam his ass
on the line of scrimmage so much that
Cooks will quit.
Every single Brandon Cooks game I watch, he gets just absolutely licked up at least once per game. And I think it's because he's so fast. He's just running around the field. And once they get a hold of him, they really try to burn his ass.
He's so fast, but he has no – man, I can't wait to slander Brandon Cooks for next week. He has no feel for the game. Except on deep balls. He's pretty good at tracking him, and he's great. Might be the best at running deep outside of Hill in the NFL. Hill and T.Y. But, god damn, man. He's tried to jump over someone last year. I mean, he got himself so fired up. Ran in a circle twice before Malcolm Jenkins.
To be honest, I didn't know he was awake until I watched the Rams grief. Game last Sunday. I had no idea he was in the playoffs. But he's...
oh...
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, I'm surprised they were allowed to trade him.
Philly Super Bowl at? Yeah, I just figured he played for the Vikings. Like, they just leave him there. They're on a Vikings jersey. Actually, something I want to ask you. During the Patriots game, I am 90% sure Sony Michel got knocked out once. Did you see it? I don't.
Well, tell me the play. Tell me the play. I'm pretty sure I remember what you're talking about, but I forgot.
He got cracked, the time of the and his game. Arm was in the air, and I was like, oh boy, this dude just got knocked out. No one is watching. I don't know. He might have just been sitting there for a second, but to me, I've seen that I'm knocked out and I'm stiff and my arms are up play, and I think that was it. I'm pretty sure I got knocked out.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the game situation, but I think I know what you're talking about. There was a couple of times where I saw Sony get hit.
I mean, I watched the post game because I was on Cross. So maybe they jumbled something up in there when he's fixed.
Maybe. Yeah.
So are we?
Hopefully.
I can't believe it. It's not going to be real until the kickoff. It literally isn't. I feel no emotions right now. I feel nothing. We dunked on the haters. That's always fun to do.
No, we're dunking on them. Still in progress. Come on, one more fucking game.
Please.
Gotta win one more. Ask Edelman. Edelman's in the locker room after the game, and everyone's just like, fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay.
And Edelman, first thing he tells Brady.
What kind of get fine one more. Would the Patriots get one more. If Josh yes! Gordon let them out of the Super Bowl tunnel because he's not allowed to be around any of the facilities? They should put a Kodak Black mask on Josh Gordon and just have him.
No one will
know it's Josh Gordon except for us. It'll be our little secret. And he just run. No.
Yeah, nope. He'll never recognize his body.
Some tall green guy. We'll say it's it's Dante Star Wars.
Figure.
Excuse me, Alonzo?
What?
Was that Spanish?
No, we'll say it's Moss.
Oh, okay, it's Moss. Yeah, it's Moss. Randy Moss.
Moss.
It's Dobson.
It's Dobson.
Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon, dang the tunnel. Out comes Edelman. Yep.
Honestly, wouldn't even surprise me. Someone's going to open that door, man. And I don't know. Maybe.
It's got to be Will Fork. That's my vote right now.
Will Fork's not happening. Will Fork's not happening.
Why?
Because Will Fork just got it for the Chiefs game.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't do back-to-backs on these. Honestly, if we're going old Pats, I'm going Ty Law.
The Patriots don't do back-to-backs.
With honorary captains.
Everyone will understand.
Ty Law. Ask me why it's Ty Law.
We watched
Super Bowl 36.
Three candidates.
Okay.
One, we get a pardon from Donald Trump, and we get Brandon Browner out.
Oh,
that's number one.
No. Bad karma. No.
Why?
No, because he tried to kill someone.
Brandon Browner?
Didn't he kidnap someone and like rape someone and try to kill him?
He's innocent.
Oh.
Let Brandon Browner. Okay, number two. Find where Kyle Arrington is.
Oh.
Kyle Arrington, open the doors. Everyone would just get so thrilled to see their old whipping boy, Kyle Arrington. number three. I got to think long and hard about this one. Third Patriot I would like to see open up the gates. Steve Gregory.
Yeah.
Let Steve Gregory open it.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm going to go obscure Patriots in-season moves. So let's do Isaac Sapowaga.
I don't know how you just said his name like that. I don't think I've ever said his name right. That's soap, man.
Isaac Sapowaga. Akeem Hicks. Sapowaga. Akeem Hicks. You know, he plays for the Bears. You know, the Bears annihilated the Rams. They annihilated the Rams. He'll give us some good juju. hug Belichick. Belichick will tell him some, he'll sweet talk him a little bit. And Hicks will be in training camp in July. That's the plan. And we'll go with an in-season pickup who actually won the Super Bowl. Matt Lengel.
Jonathan Casillas.
Matt Lengel, Jonathan Casillas, Akeem Ayers, John Simon. Wait, what? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. I'm so excited. God
oh,
damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep. That's right. Patriots own you all. There's nothing you can do about this. You will just sit there and watch as Tom Brady fathers Kansas City. I wish I could have been there. I wish I would have gone just to see all the KC fans get fired.
If I had gone, I would have been. I would have gotten murdered.
It wouldn't have been a joke. It wouldn't have been the first time someone has perished in that stadium.
Oh! Oh my God! Oh! I just fuck. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
No one remembers that.
Oh, God.
It's only fun to make Hernandez jokes.
Oh, jeez. That is fucked. That's so fucked.
Wow. And that was, and that's now the second worst thing to happen at Kansas City, except for this AFC Championship game. So,
oh, kind of moves down the no, list. No. Bad karma. Oh, oh God.
Pardon Brandon Brown, are you coward, Trump?
Oh my God. Wow. Wow.
What happened? Anything else, Alonzo? I gotta go hoop. I gotta go cross some. I gotta go shoot some shots and.
You gotta go Keon crossing some folks.
Yeah. Is he good at basketball?
Keon Crossing's probably good at basketball because he's the best athlete I've ever seen in my life.
That's, I mean, you're not wrong. He's got huge traps.
Got huge traps. He covered Tyreek Hill with varying degrees of success.
Gave up one catch where old man D-Mac didn't give him the right help.
Oh, that's not true.
Come on, D-Mac. Give our boy Crossing some help here.
D-Mac, low-key MVP of that game.
Oh, Jesus.
It wasn't. No.
Did Kyle Van Noy die?
Everyone. They needed everyone. They needed literally everyone.
Okay. You can't say MVP and then just, okay. Oh,
I'm sorry. It was D-Mac, Trey Flowers, Kyle Van Noy, Gilmore, Jumbo Cock Jackson.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm Brown, Lawrence Guy, Adam Butler. They needed everyone. Malcolm Brown, that third and two.
Malcolm Brown?
Wow.
Drake.
Man, I just want the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
You and me both, Alonzo.
One more.
No more hashtag. No more everything we got hashtag two, by the way. Stop.
Everything we got. It'll take everything we got. We need one more. We need one more. It'll take everything we got. Woof, woof, still here. Let's fucking go.
Okay, before we leave, everyone that has sincerely listened to the end, even though, I mean, I'm sorry you just had to put up Alonzo for 50 minutes, but...
This was not our best work, okay? You're going to get our best when we... Brayson lets me talk about the Rams, because I'm already all in on Rams prep.
Okay. Alonzo is of course a coward, and he needs dating advice. So you need to slide in Alonzo's DMs. Open your DMs, Alonzo. Let people DM you, and you're gonna tell Alonzo how he should ask this girl who's been his friend out. Should he do it?
I have not gotten friend zoned, and she's interested. It's confirmed.
Yeah, she's.
How could you not be interested in this piece of meat?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is a handsome podcast.
She's interested. Yeah, she's interested.
It's a very handsome podcast. What can I say?
So just slide in his DMs. Let him know what's going on. How to ask this girl out. Where does he go? Sushi? Thai?
No, sushi for sure. Sushi for sure.
I hate sushi.
Oh.
I hate it.
How do I open my DMs?
Jesus. This guy. Youngest guy on the podcast doesn't know how to open his DMs.
Receive message. I got it. All right, I got it.
Fantasy football playing podcast host can't open DMs, but wants to criticize Dwayne Allen.
By the way, I own that guy. We know who we're talking about. If you've listened enough, you know who I'm talking about. Said the Patriots didn't need a little facelift at receiver in the offseason. Then I pointed out that every receiver on the Patriots roster is a free agent absent Julian Edelman and Braxton Berrios this offseason. So that didn't go well for him.
Well, yeah, well, you're just wrong. The Patriots are going to play in 31 personnel all year next year.
It's smash mouth football.
Yeah, that's what it definitely is. Yep, you're wrong.
And there's definitely no chance that Gronk retires. None. Especially if they win the Super Bowl. Man, he'll be rejuvenated. He'll want to get it again. Dummy.
Yeah.
Go play fantasy football.
Alonzo, I'm going to go play some fantasy football and watch the Dwayne Allen highlights. I hope you have a great evening, and I hope you manage the courage to ask this girl out in a proper manner, and I hope she does not curve you. Because
I'm not getting curved.
We'll send the goons after her.
No. She's a great girl.
Okay, yes. That's what he said.
Don't send the goons after her.
All right, Alonzo. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk about the Pats a little bit next week because there's a game next week. I mean, it's just everyone knows there's a game next week.
There's a game. It's happening February 3rd. It happened February 3rd. It's in Atlanta. It's kind of a big deal.
AIDS capital, baby. We're showing up.
Let's go.
All right. See you later, my friend. Hasta luego.
Moth.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.